moved to Vermont in 1973 with the father of my one-year-old son. We were young hippies in search of a place where political activism was coalescing, a place close to the border, just in case, and a place with a natural water source where we could grow food and create renewable energy. We studied Scott and Helen Nearing's book, Living the Good Life, the Bible on homesteading and self-sufficiency. Vermont and the Green Mountains appealed to our 60s sensibility, and we hoped to live a different life from that of our parents, one that reflected our values and did not compromise people or planet for profit. We didn't have much money, but land was cheap, so we bought a small meadow and began building a stone house with an FHA loan for $16,000. The interest was 0.5%, and our mortgage was $82 a month. In a rusty old truck with my son strapped to my back, I hauled 36 truckloads of stone from a farm in Starkesboro. While building, we lived in a tent, cooked over a campfire, and struggled to get a roof on before the first snow. Winter arrived in mid-October, forcing us to take refuge in a cabin on Mallet's Bay. By Easter, we were able to move in. There was no running water, bathroom, or telephone. It was a simple, rough existence, but it was our home. A few years later, our daughter was born in my bed, and her brother was the first person to hold her. For 5 years, we raised our children and made the nationally acclaimed film, Legends of American Skiing. For the past 34 years, I have been active in the sustainable redevelopment of Burlington's waterfront. I serve as the CEO of Main Street Landing. Our woman-owned and managed company has been a leader in the green development movement, and we are activists supporting corporate social justice. My business card says, Melinda Moulton, not your typical developer. I like to think that the foundation of my professional life began on our hill, in our meadow, facing Camel's Hump, because building our little stone house with our very own hands instilled in me the conviction that in life and in work, we can succeed if we focus on what is good and kind and fair.